Yokoso, 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 Adagaragazamus, Dagoy. Welcome, 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 one and all, to the Stadia Monday Night Chat, episode 115, 115, ladies and gentlemen. I am Clive Illenden, your host, of course, on what I hope to be a fun-packed show, an information-packed show, educational show as ever. So buckle up, lock the doors, don't let them out. It should be good, especially with the news that we've had, and we'll be talking all about that, all about the Stadia news from last week, talking about signs of things happening behind the scenes, sort of coming together, bubbling under at Stadia. Is something happening? Are we on the sort of cusp of something? I don't know. But there's stuff going on. We're going to be talking about all of that. Of course, the Stadia Pro games are more than likely going to be announced tomorrow in the Stadia Twas. And so we've got a little poll going. Do you think it'll be more than four? Less than four? I think I noticed Jack said, what if it's exactly four? Go for more than four, I think. If you think four, vote more than four. That's the way I think we're going to cut that one. Anyway, as ever, say hello in the chat. I see lots of people there already. Great to see you. I love it. I love everybody coming in chat. It's really good. And it gives me a buzz, you know. So that's kind of cool. So let me know what games you're playing. Let me know your Stadia Pro predictions and all of those sort of things. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, before I forget, please hit those likes. Yeah, because I like them, right? Apparently YouTube likes them. And it helps equally wonderfully spirited and intelligent people like you find amazing content like this. And if you are new here, Aragorn, welcome. I would be honoured if you would hit that subscribe button, yeah, and toggle the notification bell, and that way you'll know when I go live with content like this. Shall we rush to the front of the stage? Shall we storm the stage, ladies and gentlemen? See who is at the front row there, waiting for me to wipe my brow and throw my sweaty hanky into the audience, James Brown, like. Let's see who's in there. So I noticed Victor straight in there, like straight in like Flynn, as they say. Hello, Victor. He did say here, did you know about the Atari ahead of today? I think we did. Yeah, I think we did. Watch the Stadia news and you'll get a bit of background to it, ladies and gentlemen. And actually, I did just double check something and I'll come back to that a bit later. But I think there was a bit of a leak, a bit of a faux pas, yeah, a bit of a mistake. Anyway, welcome, Victor. Mr. Bayram plays. You are indeed a wise man. It is time for another great show. Of course it is, sir. Sednar can't make it tonight. Oh. Catch up later. Have a good one. Now, some people last week, say some, that sounds like everybody, like one person, asked whether this show was available in podcast form. And it always was up to about episode 40. And then I kind of thought, is this worth it? It was taking me a lot of effort to turn it into a podcast. Anyway, spurred on by the comment last week about whether it's available as a podcast, and with my recent fascination with all things old school podcasts, as it were, I decided I would start uploading all the episodes on your favourites again. So they should be available on your favourite podcast services. This show will probably get uploaded in audio format to, you know, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all those sort of things, sometime tomorrow. So if you like to listen back to the show, I do like the likes and the views on YouTube, it helps. But if you want to listen back to the show in your own leisure, in the background, driving along, whatever, then check out the podcast, since I'm making the effort and putting them up there now. Anyway, maybe Sednar can do that. ER Gaming, hello. Ray, the gaming cyborg. Are you excited, Ray, about today's announcements? Bonjour, bienvenue. The great, wonderful Four Scars Gaming is in there. Preston, good to see you there. Kumna! And Jack, the pedant, ever the pedant. Yeah, down into the nitty-gritty, the detail, the facts, the stats. What about four? Yes, exactly. Does it fall between less than four or more than four? Anyway, as I say, if you think four, hit more than four. And Crow, how are you, sir? Lovely to see you. Crow Resin is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Games I've been playing. I had the urge to play Doom Eternal. Why was that? I can't remember. Anyway, went back to it because I've not finished it. It's one of the many, 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 many games. And also, it's good to go back to these sort of big, they're almost classic Stadia games. Can we say that now? The classic Stadia games, Destiny 2, classic Stadia game, Doom Eternal, classic Stadia game. Yeah. And it's good just to remind yourself how amazing the game plays on Stadia. So I've been playing that. Obviously, FIFA. I played FIFA on my streamed FIFA for my members. If you want to be a member, just click the membership there. And I had a game with one of the members, which was fun. Drew one, lost one. There you go. Anyway, so that should be, if I'm going to be doing more of that, more game streaming just for members coming up and all of that. What else? I'm sure I dived into something else. I was trying to sort of contrast the games, going sort of big AAA games to something more small scale, but I can't think what it is now. But anyway, let me know what you've been playing in the... Oh, we got a subscriber. I missed that. Apologies. Subscriber in the house. Thank you for that. Thank you for the sub, as they say. PSX Cloud. Thank you. Thank you for the sub. I'm watching back on the replay there. Thanks for the sub. That's what Twitch is saying, isn't it? Thanks for the sub. Thanks for the follow. Anyway, as ever, let me know what games you've been playing and all of that. Do you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I think it's time for the news because we've got some. Yes. I mean, we always have news, but we've got extra news. Have we got extra news? No, we got news. Anyway, let Clive, in the Stadia Monday Night Chat News Studio, are you ready, Clive? Let Clive tell you all about it. Clive, over to you. Welcome to the Stadia Monday Night Chat News for the 26th of June, 2022. Skull and Bones appears closer to shore than ever. As we mentioned some weeks ago, this was certified for release in Korea, and more recently there was certification for release of the title in Brazil. Well, now it's been certified closer to shore, as it were, or closer to home, on the ESRB rating site, no less. And in that it's reported that some sources are saying that Ubisoft is preparing to reveal the title during the week of the 4th of July, could it be we actually get a release in July? As ever, watch that horizon. Keep yourself locked to the Stadia Monday Night Chat for all the latest updates on this title. But it is not the only title spotted on the ESRB site that has been recently rated for Stadia. Star Trek Prodigy, which was revealed as coming to Stadia by Outright Games a few weeks ago, has also been certified. Now, given the timings of previous Outright titles being rated on ESRB and then released, could this be another July launch on Stadia? Outright Games did say the summer. Stadia Pro title, possibly? Talking of Stadia Pro titles, which we are expecting to hear about this week on the This Week on Stadia blog tomorrow, there was a leak of a potential surprise game, or couple of games for Stadia. In a quickly deleted post by Stadia last week, there was an interesting URL that may have given away some games coming to Stadia. That URL listed as not currently available, but the slug, the description in the URL itself, revealed two possible Atari games, Centipede and Black Widow Recharge. Well, as it turns out, in a press release earlier today, it was confirmed the first four games in the Atari Recharge series, Centipede, Black Widow, Asteroids and Breakout are coming to Stadia this year, starting with Centipede Recharge on the 1st of July in store and as a Stadia Pro title. In addition to the recharged games from Atari, the critically acclaimed puzzle game Combinera will be added to Stadia in September later this year. The Recharge series were released a couple of years back as reversioned versions of the classic Atari game system games and are a series of reimagined Atari classics designed for modern gameplay with vibrant visuals, powerful new abilities and original funky soundtracks. To me, they have the look, design and the sound of a sort of shapes and beats to them. This is all part of the Atari 50-year anniversary, where there'll be a number of anniversary announcements. Well, it seems this is one of them. I find it interesting the convergence of arguably the beginning of console gaming at home and the future of cloud-based sort of console gaming at home coming together. Further evidence that Stadia is really making good on the changes they talked about at the Google for Games Developer Conference earlier this year and looking at expanding the platform were surfaced this week. First is the addition of 35 Yes, 35 free time trials. Remember, these are free trials of games that anyone can try. No need for a Stadia account, sign up or any of that. That's not just one or two additional free trials. That's 35 free trials just stealth dropped. So now there are over 60 free trials on Stadia for people to try with no account. This is really opening up the platform for people to try before you buy, as it were. You factor in the things like the imminent launch of Samsung TVs with the Samsung Gaming Hub with Stadia built in, and it's things like this that suggest the platform is preparing for some kind of push. But it doesn't stop there. On the Stadia Monday Night Chat, we frequently highlighted new Stadia job posts, specifically on the engineering side. That hint at Google investing in Stadia. You don't hire people if you're closing down an operation. Maybe one or two job posts can be dismissed as replacements, but we've seen a number over the last 6 months. These new job posts were tweeted out by Matt Joseph, a Stadia engineer, and some of the wording in the job descriptions is very interesting. Not only do they make clear and give equal coverage to the distinction between Stadia on one hand and immersive stream on the other, two very distinct business strategies powered by the same tech, but they also use language that hints at Stadia expansion. Expansion in terms of the number of devices you can access Stadia on. In the tweet itself, Matt stated, "Help expand Stadia and immersive stream for games to more devices." But also possible expansion in terms of further territories, where the responsibilities for the job include design, implement, launch, and scale as Stadia and immersive stream for games experiences to devices and platforms. We design, build, launch, and land the fundamentals that make it possible to include video game streaming in first and third-party applications. Maintain and enhance existing Stadia services, ensuring they scale as the user base grows. But clues of expanding the reach of Stadia in terms of tech doesn't stop there. In a recent article on a Linux text blog, it was revealed that Google's Linux kernel for Stadia has added NVIDIA driver support. Jack DeSlip on the StadiaDosage.com breaks down what all this means, as it's way above my understanding. But in basic terms, as this original article states, considering both Google and AMD talked up the initial Radeon graphics powering Stadia and the well-regarded fully open source AMD Linux graphics driver stack, it's a bit surprising to see Google possibly moving over to NVIDIA powering Stadia. Again, it's all a bit technical for me, but when you put these pieces together, the rapid increase in the amounts of free trials, new job posts looking to expand devices and scale for Stadia, Stadia adding NVIDIA driver support, something is happening behind the scenes. We may not see it for a while, but something is brewing. Again, stay tuned to the Stadia Monday Night Chat to be kept up to date with all the latest on Stadia. And finally, a game announced for Stadia some time ago, the sequel to Figment, the imaginatively named Figment 2, Creed Valley, could land on Stadia very, very soon. A tweet about the Nintendo Switch version coming was made by the developer. Friend of the channel, Brian Chappelle, asked the developer when it was coming to Stadia, and the developer confirmed sim launch with other platforms. Figment was a pro title, so another Stadia pro title contender perhaps with a sequel? Who knows? Well, there you go. That was the Stadia news for the Stadia Monday Night Chat. It's back to Clive, live in the studio. Clive, it's back to you. Thanks, Clive. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Stadia news today on the Stadia Monday Night Chat. Let me know what you think. So I briefly, again, a few clues, maybe, of some Stadia Pro games that might get announced tomorrow. I'm keeping a kind of little list here, and I can already, we know of two, definitely. So again, let me know your Stadia Pro predictions. We know of two, definitely. I'm wondering about Star Trek Prodigy from Outright Games. Occasionally we get an Outright Games as a pro title. Has just been certified, as you saw in the news. So could that be another one? So that's at least three. So there we go. Anyway, I just wanted to cycle back there. Let me know what you think about this idea that something's brewing. Something is happening. And I've had this sort of theory over the last, since about January, really, maybe, yeah, January or February, that, again, just reading the tea leaves, as it were, reading the signs, yeah, reading the signs. It's not tea leaves. It's much more scientific than that. That I think, as I mentioned before, that to a certain degree, as we all know, February 2021, the closure of SG&E, I think it was a reset, yeah, for Stadia, I think. And that reset involved rebuilding the platform, not physically rebuilding the platform, but in a way, they'd chosen a different business strategy for whatever reason, as we've discussed, missed targets, over-optimism in the first, you know, year, whatever it is. The point is, February 21, new strategy, budgets reduced, new refocus. And as I said, through 21, we still saw the big titles coming because all those deals, as we know, were already done way, way back in December 19, beginning of 2020, right? So they were residue, as it were, of those big deals that were all done, that we were told, you know, the 2 years were all done, deals were done, right? So that's why we had a lot of sort of big AAA games, arguably, in 2021 as well. But also in 2021, we had the Google Games for Developer Conference, where they talked about new business models and things like that, and improving the QA process. That fed through to this year at the Google for Games Developer Conference, where they said they would be making, adding free trials. Boy, have they delivered on that so far. And because of the ease with which a game can become a free trial, basically the publisher just says, yes, please. And Google press a button and it's done. You know, well, they say, how long do you want it for? An hour. Okay, boom, done. It's that simple. That's why suddenly from 13 trials, then about 21 trials, then about 31 free trials, to now 61 free trials. And as I say, that number, I think, is only going to grow. The revised business model, the low-end porting, all these kind of things, it's like they're getting things in place. And I've, you know, I'm not the only one, but often, you know, I've talked about Stadia planting seeds, yeah? And a lot of people within the Stadia community, they want me, you know, we've got to wait for the orchard to grow. You know, now they've replanted, you know, they're replanting the orchard. we've got to wait for the orchard to grow before we get them's apples. Yeah, before we get them's apples. Whereas obviously a lot of people just going to, where's me apples? Like, we literally just planted the seeds. We had to replant the seeds because we sort of got things slightly wrong, maybe. We had to replant the seeds. Give us a while, but those seeds will bear fruit. Trust me. And I think we're seeing, genuinely seeing the fruits of that. Almost. The shoots. The blossom. Now. And as I said, Stadia is in a perfect place now to expand, to roll out. Yeah? Like I've always said before, Stadia is the best now that it's ever been because you've got over 200 games. You've got over 50 games in the Stadia Pro library. You've got 61 free trials. Yeah, it's available on Samsung TVs. It's available on LG TVs. It's available on Google TVs. Yeah. It just needs to roll out to other territories. And as I said so many times on the show, you've got such a compelling offering. And I think the rumblings of that is happening in the background. See some of the language that was used in those job descriptions that Clive talked about in the Stadia News. Expand. Not just expand on in terms of other devices. Yeah. This is Stadia. This is what frustrates me so much when I have to kind of go to Reddit, the depths of Reddit occasionally, and you see this, oh, well, it's dead. They're just winding down. Stadia's winding down. There is no indication. There is no sign that says Stadia is winding down. Everything you look at, Stadia is winding up. Yeah? They certainly did wind down initially, arguably. You could say, well, they wound down effectively to wind up again in February 2021, Clive. Okay, I'll take that, yeah? But they're certainly not winding down now. They've been winding up since February 21. If you see February 21 as a kind of reset, and I'm not making excuses. I've seen, I've been accused on the delightful Reddit. What a lovely place to spend time. Not. I've been accused of many things on Stadia Reddit. But one of the things is that I've been accused of making excuses for Stadia. That Clive, the problem with Clive is he always makes excuses for Stadia. He's just making excuses. No. No. I think you misunderstand me. I'm not making excuses for Stadia. I'm trying to paint a portrait of perhaps another way of looking at things. That's not necessarily making an excuse for Stadia. That's saying, you say it's winding down. Maybe another way to look at it, based on the evidence that we see, is that they're rebuilding or building to something new. And we're seeing, you know, just look at the facts. The seeds have been planted. And we're seeing now, some of those seeds were planted as early, you know, like in Google for Games Developer Conference. We'll be doing free trials. Cut to 3 or 4 months later, 61 free trials. Yeah? What on earth is this, you know, allowing for NVIDIA graphics cards? You know, what's that all about? I've no idea. And I'm not going to speculate here, but it's interesting. Yeah, they're recruiting. They've always been recruiting since February 21, but engineers, as opposed to sort of developers or games producers or, you know, people like that. It's engineers they've been focusing on a lot of the time. And it's not one or two. Yeah, it's a number. One or two, you could comfortably argue against me. You could say, yeah, maybe that person left and they need somebody else. Yeah, one or two. But when it's 3, 4, 5, it's a number of jobs and we keep seeing them, that's expansion. Investing in people, investing in engineers for your product. And you don't invest in engineers for your product if you're winding down that product. Yeah? Just common sense. It's basic. So, am I making excuses for Stadia? No. Am I trying to perhaps suggest there may be an alternate reason that your perspective on Stadia is winding down may not be correct? Yeah, that's not making excuses. That's just presenting an alternative perspective, an alternative view. Okay, you don't have to agree with that view. But if you don't, please provide evidence as robust and solid as the evidence that I present on a weekly basis on this show, ladies and gentlemen. He's so... That Clive is also very condescending. Yes, I am. When it's deserved. Anyway, so I think something's happening. I don't know what, but the stars, for the astronomers out there, I think on Friday night, the stars were aligned for the first time in a long time. All the stars you could see in this, all the planets you could see aligned. It happens every so often. Well, I think the stars are aligning in the background for Stadia. So I'm very excited about that. Personally, I'm excited. But I'm looking at the long term. I'm waiting for the you know, autumn to come, as it were, and for the trees to bear fruit. You don't plant the seeds, as some people think, and then next day go, where's me apples? Where's me apples? Ah, Stadia, you've disappointed me. I've got no apples. Wait. Yeah. Wait, ladies and gentlemen. Ran over on that one. Anyway, something's brewing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about the Atari Classics. Yeah. It takes me back, Atari Classics. I remember Asteroids in the... I'm a lot better now. I'm sitting more comfortably. Old joke there. Got Asteroids. I remember Asteroids in the arcade. When I was a kid, I'm trying to work out on what age I was, but I'm not going to tell you, give it away. Quite small. But I used to be fascinated by the almost 3D effect. It's amazing. It wasn't 120 frames per second, Clive. No, it wasn't. But that almost 3D effect of the vector graphics always fascinated me. The asteroids were coming from every direction, and then you blow them up and then they just shatter into smaller asteroids and become... What a brilliant concept. What a brilliant game. Many games, a bit like Space Invaders, are effectively built in that structure, aren't they? You see Space Invaders, you kind of shoot a few enemies and then more enemies come. It's like playing a horde version of a game, isn't it? Like, you know, oh, more and more are coming, and until you kind of eradicate them all, and then you beat the big boss. Same structure. Anyway, let me know what you think about the Atari Classics. I think there's something quite beautiful about something where effectively, you know, really, we think about it, home consoles, you can argue there were earlier consoles, right? But mass home consoles started with the Atari, what was it called? 2600 or whatever it was called. Can I remember? That's it. Somebody's just written it here. The old 2600 games, you know, Atari. That's where home consoles, arguably, certainly in the West, started. Cut to 50 years later. I mean, it wasn't actually less than 50 years because the Atari console didn't come out until a little bit later, either that or I'm older than I thought. But yeah, you cut to 40 odd years later. And then we've got cloud gaming. Yeah. Being pioneered. Yeah, it was pioneered by the, so maybe not pioneered, but by being forefronted by Stadia. Yeah. So you started up with Atari and then you've got Stadia. And now they're coming together in a kind of beautiful kind of relationship, the old and the new, revitalized. Yeah, I think it's really great. And I just want to add here, ladies and gentlemen, I think, let's go to the new good news. Let me just, bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Where's the plain news? Got so many things here. Let's just go to the plain news, green screen. Hello. So here was the blog post. Now, I don't know if you can see here, but I checked. So in the news, I showed the slug of the URL and I double checked it earlier this evening, and it's the same slug, yeah, that went up and then quickly got withdrawn as the slug in the actual official community blog post today. So it did go up early. Somebody pressed a button too early for whatever reason. The Atari celebrations were meant to start from the week commencing the 27th. So I think somebody pressed it too early. It wasn't meant to go until today because the announcements, you know, Atari have got a whole week of 50th anniversary announcements this week. So I don't think it was meant to go up until Monday. Somebody fell over, pressed the button, publish, and that URL went live very temporarily. Anyway, but I just wanted to share here the joy, ladies and gentlemen, of the Stadia community at the prospect of these Atari games. Yeah, let's see the joy of the community. I love these games, these retro games, says John. Mark Zally, the remakes look pretty good. Cool to see how these classics still hold up. Fletch says, woo! Really positive here. Fantier says, yes, please! RX Shorty goes, yeah, there's some really cool retro remakes. Cannot wait for the breakout one. Whoa! Jack the Slip went, awesome! I'm excited to play every single one of these. Mr. Vacker says, I'm thrilled you're bringing these three classics to the platform. Dr. Knight, nice. Very, very positive. It's great to see the positivity on the... Oh. 31 games in 7 months. I guess 100 games this year was a lie. It's a lie. Yeah, it's a lie. You've been lying. How old are you, 6? It's a lie. It's only 31 games. They lied. Yeah, 100 games this year. Yeah, but it's only 31. Yeah, but the year's not done. Yeah, but it's 31. Yeah, this year, it's just, we're not even in July yet. Yeah, we're just coming up to July. I know, but it's 31. You do know there's 12 months in the year. Yeah. But he's 31. Yeah. Genuinely, the Stadia community seems very positive. Apart from the odd outlier. The thing about Clive, if you don't agree with him, he does a silly voice for you and I don't like it. I find it patronising and condescending. What can I say? What can I say? Should we do Stadia Pro predictions? Yeah? Let's do Stadia Pro predictions. So, the wonderful Four Scars Gaming on Stadium Connect North with the equally wonderful Ninja Guy X and MM2K interviewed the developer of Mighty Switch Force, who revealed a week or so ago on that very interview that Mighty Switch Force was going to be a Stadia Pro title. Yeah? So that's one, right? Mighty Switch Force is one. I'm going to write it down. Mighty Switch Force. Now, does that count as one game? Because it's Mighty Switch Force Collection. Can we count it as four? That's cheating. That's cheating. I bet at the end of the year, right, if there's like 103 games, right, and that includes these four games, whatever, somebody's going to go, actually, I think you'll find it's 99 games, Clive, because that's a collection and you can't count a collection as four games. Whatever, 99, 100, who's counting? I am. I'm counting. And they lied. They lied. Anyway, so we got Mighty Switch Force Collection, yeah. Centipede, we know, because it's been announced. Oh, I could play that on my mobile phone. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could play it on Stadia on your mobile phone. And I'm thinking, but no guarantee, I think Star Trek Prodigy might be, right? They are my they're my three predictions. Any other predictions? Put it in the chat. Let me know, ladies and gentlemen. Let me know. And while you're doing that, I was a bit ranty. Am I a bit harsh? Am I harsh? I just felt like it. You see the joy on people who go to the Stadia Community blog. Yeah. And there's always one Marvin the Paranoid Android in there. Bringing everybody down. There's always one person in the kind of group, isn't there? Brings it all down. And if you don't know who that person is, it's probably you. Can't we just enjoy the games? Yeah. I'm looking forward to those Atari Recharge. I tell you what I played recently. I was looking at my Spotify and I forgot I have the Shapes, Just Shapes and Beats original soundtrack in my Spotify list. And I was in the car, so I put it on and I forgot how brilliant the soundtrack to Just Shapes and Beats is. It's a great soundtrack. And as I mentioned, as Clive mentioned in the news, there's original music has been created for the Atari Recharge games. And it's got that kind of modern but retro sound, just like Just Shapes and Beats sort of thing. And so that's what gives it me that vibe, that Just Shapes and Beats vibes going on. So I'm really looking forward to it. You're getting the nostalgia factor. I can't wait to play Asteroids again, really, to be honest, and Centipede and stuff like that. But with this sort of post-retro reimagining. I'm looking forward to it. And I think that's really great. And as you could tell from the Stadia community blog, loads of people are loving that, are loving it. Anyway, there we go. Stadia Pro Games, Four Scars Gaming says 3 points. John, or arguably, do we count a collection as one and a half? Is a collection one and a half? I don't know. Hello, Jerome. How are you? Everyone's saying hello to Jack. E4. Petter Games, hello. How are you? Bud, all the way live with my boy Clive. Absolutely. Madden 22, World War Z, 2K22 Golf. I should go back to 22 Golf. It's a good game. It's a good golf game. Jerry, how are you? Wondered where you were. Good to see you, Jerry. I hope you wear a moustache for show 118. I don't get that reference. I'm sorry, Penny, I don't get the... Maybe I will, if I get the reference. Petter's going for 5. Stadia Ventures playing a little bit of everything. That's the great thing about Stadia, is this the variety? Mr. Bayron Plays says 5. Christopher Torres is listening. By the way, Christopher, if you didn't hear earlier, I shall be doing... this should be available as a podcast as well. Damn your scissor statements. Hey, Anthony, you know it. Anthony takes all week to catch up with the show. But I appreciate it, Anthony. You take as long as you want. Just make sure you watch it. Oh, Def Carnival. Is what going to be the most awaited? Because we do think Def Carnival will launch as a Stadia Pro game. But it's got to be one of the most awaited, the longest awaited Stadia Pro game, if it is a Stadia Pro game, there is. I'm just going to go to the chat, see if it pops up. It hasn't. Never mind. Wavetail again, says Anthony. It's such a good game. Windbound. Yeah, I never played Windbound. I should do that one. Hey, Liam, how are you? Yoshida, konbanwa, sugoi. Yo, 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 lo-fi, how are you? I was listening to the wonderful Lo-Fi and Purple Haze on their podcast. A great listen. A great listen. Some good insight going on there. I like it. I'm liking what I hear, guys. Good stuff. So make sure you check out the Lo-Fi Monk and Purple Haze podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Mad Streets there. So Mr. Bayron Plays is thinking Mad Streets, Centipede, Those Who Remain. Bit early for Those Who Remain, don't you think? PJ Masks and Calico. Calico. Is that coming in August or July? Maybe. I don't know. Good shout. I like them. I want it on vinyl. What the? Just Shapes and Beats on vinyl. Cyborg's very excited. 3.5. Come on there. Hey, now I'm going to massacre your name. Is that Juanjo? Juanjo? Or is it Duanjo? Is it Juanjo? Anyway, welcome, sir. Or madam. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Windstar. Hey, PSX. I think we read out one of your tweets. Good job. You were positive about it. You would have got the funny voice treatment. Hey, Purple Haze. In the house. Oh, Lugo. My son is never off FIFA. Although, blasphemy, he said to me, can we get FIFA 23 on Xbox? I nearly disowned him. Nearly disowned him. What are you talking about? Let's whiz through that. Breakout was my jam. Oh, Breakout is a good game. I played that recently, like I say recently, in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, and I can't think where or what on. Although I was looking, I'm inspired because of the announcement about Atari. I'm inspired to buy an arcade machine. Check this out. Yeah? 800 quid. I'm tempted. If I get enough super chats, I'm tempted. It looks really cool. Yeah? And it connects to, you can add your own controller to it. You can download games to it, not just arcade type games. So I'm tempted because it's got HDMI socket as well. I'm thinking you could get this. Like, there's a HDMI socket. Can't see it there. You could plug. Why would you want to do that, Clive? You could plug a Chromecast in there. And then there's a thing for a USB slot. So you could plug in a separate controller. You can plug in separate controllers. It's Wi-Fi. I mean, it's connected to the internet as well. You could play Stadia on it. I'm not tempted. I could just put it in the background. My priorities now, though, are boring things like a washing machine or a dishwasher. Or do I buy an arcade machine for the house? My daughter hears me saying that. She goes, oh, God, Dad, you need a dishwasher because your dishwasher's broken. Why are you buying an arcade machine, Dad? Well, whatever. Anyway, I'm tempted. I was inspired by seeing the Atari games coming to Stadia. I'm thinking that was so big. The fact that you could, the more I read into it, and the fact that you could, I think you can plug in a Chromecast Ultra. And you can plug in any controller, but you can plug in your Stadia controller, and you could play Stadia games on it, an all-in-one arcade system. I'm loving it. Anyway. We do indeed have a TWAS tomorrow, and I completely forgot about the Outriders expansion later this week. Yes, indeed, Purple Haze. There'll be a lot of buzz and news around that. You know, going from one end of the spectrum to the other, going from Atari Classics Remastered to full-on AAA, Outriders expansion. Yes, indeed. Hopefully that will see a whole kind of revival back into Outriders. Indeed. Was cool. Figment is great. Hey, Lo-Fi, thank you for that. You're my favorite too, man. Roller Champions on Thursday. Has it been announced for Thursday? Have I missed something? Did I miss something? ER Gaming? I was wondering where it is. Or do we think that coincides with the Switch launch? Like I said last week. It will, like, I mean, yeah, it's free. AAA game. Is it a AAA? I think it counts as a AAA. AA? AA battery? Ah, Star Trek has a 14th. Ah, okay, Mr. Bayron plays. Then I am wrong. Guilty. Did not do my research. You, sir, are bringing facts. And therefore, you have countered my statement with facts. And I am wrong. I apologize. You are right. If that is the case, then it's not going to be a Stadia Pro title. Centipede is a pro. They announced it as a pro game, lo-fi. That's the thing. So it is official. They announced Centipede. Certainly in the other press release. Yes. It's official. Centipede Recharge launches for July the 1st. Claim it with an active subscription to Stadia Pro. I'm wondering whether the other titles... I'm wondering whether the other titles will also come as pro titles as and when, which would be kind of cool. I think there's a bit of marketing value, if I'm brutally honest. Just go down to chat a minute and get this. Oh, there it is. There we are. There's chat. That's better. The Kool-Aid is brewing. Exactly. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Stadia Adventure. You know, Clive's drinking the Kool-Aid, the Stadia Kool-Aid, Google's Kool-Aid. Everybody's in there like that, correcting lo-fi. Yeah, you know, the people in the chat here, they don't muck about. They've got the facts. They watch this show because they expect facts. They make sure they do their homework. So if I'm wrong, they can correct me in the chat because that's what I want. I want, you know, this is where I get a lot of my information from. Many of the people in the chat, on Twitter, stuff like that. So, yes, what a great bunch of people we have in the chat. That's the thing. Nearly 50 hours of free trials. That's bonkers. It could. I don't know what it means. And I don't, it's, I don't understand enough of why they're doing what they've done in allowing NVIDIA drivers to power Stadia. Jack is more your man for that kind of thing. And I think it's too early to speculate. Is it Gentoo, Clive? Is it Gentoo? Get out. Talked about that. But it could be huge. It could be huge. But I don't know what it means. Yeah. Tossing our seed on fallow ground. Nice. It does, PS6 Cloud. It does. But I think we're growing. You just have to be patient. I don't think this is the year for it. I think we are in the rebuilding stage. And I think expansion, and the easiest, quickest form of expansion is to other territories. And I sense they're constructing Stadia in such a way, all, as I said, with all the free trials, increasing the Stadia Pro library, things like that. I think they're readying it for expansion. And as I said, if you're in another country and you're presented, I mean, imagine like when Stadia launched, all we had was the excitement of Stadia and what, 20 games or something, 23 games at launch. Originally it was 12, and about a week before it changed from 12 to about 23 games. Can't remember the exact number, but I think it was about 12. And then a week or 2 weeks before launch, it sort of jumped to 23 games. And we were like, "Woo, 23 games. Wow, it's amazing. Look at this platform." Because we were blown away by the newness of it all. But imagine if Stadia was launching right now, right? And they revealed, imagine it's, you know, GDC 2022. And they go, "We're launching with 200 games, 51 plus games in Stadia Pro library, and 61 games for you to try for free. You can access, no need to sign up. Give it a go, see if it works for you." I mean, imagine that. And in a way, we don't have to imagine that if they roll it out to other territories, because people will actually get that experience. So I'm not saying imagine it. Imagine if we'd had the quarry. Imagine, like, you know, that doesn't matter. We haven't. It's done. But imagine you get Stadia as it is right now. If you're in, you know, I don't know, Brazil or Korea or Japan or wherever it is, and suddenly in, you know, the end of the year, whatever, they go, and now we're announcing we're rolling out to other territories. And of course, rolling out to other territories instantly means bigger player base. That's the quickest way to expand. Quickest way to expand is not by getting a couple of AAA games. Quickest way to expand is to say, see what Stadia is right now. There you go, audience of 50 million or whatever, wherever the territory is. So, they do need larger games. But I think we have to accept we're not necessarily going to get them this year. And as equally I've said, there's plenty of opportunities to play those games on other platforms at a low entry level, you know, unless you're really into hardcore gaming. And then maybe a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X is your thing, you know. Probably everything Google is doing for Immersive Stream, not for Stadia. I think it's for both. I'm not denying, you know, they're not making this all this investment just for Stadia. They're making an investment in the technology they've got because they know the technology works. But the more they invest in the technology, the more they do deals with Immersive Stream, the more Stadia can breathe. Yeah, it's not under pressure to reach certain return on investment, because its underlying technology is being paid for by Immersive Stream. So it can breathe. It can have the opportunity to breathe and take its time to get where it needs to go. And all the job descriptions very, very clearly lay out the two things, Immersive Stream and Stadia, and give both equal weight. Yeah? So I don't think it's just for Immersive Stream. I think it's for that technology, absolutely. And that technology powers Stadia, but also improves the technology and tools that they can offer partners who want to set up their own, whatever it is, demos, shops, storefronts, all of that kind of stuff. But I think it is both. I think it's more nuanced than, oh, it has to be one or the other. I think definitely it is both. And all the literature points at giving each of those, in their descriptions, in the job descriptions, equal billing, Immersive Stream, Stadia. The engineers who promoted when Capcom released the Resident Evil Village demo also added at the end, same technology that powers Stadia. And by the way, you know, we're really proud we did all this work we did on the Resident Evil Village demo. And also, by the way, this is the same technology that powers Stadia, and you can try all these games right now. The engineers were promoting both at the same time. That's the great thing. Yeah, Purple Haze is Google's best business model. Picks the marquee phone offers, but can be certainly build their own phone. Yeah, exactly. That's a great way. I love that analogy, Purple Haze. It's a great analogy. Ultimately, they want, in a way, to have an operating system is the way, I guess, is what Purple Haze is saying. It's like owning the cloud operating system or having one of the main cloud operating systems. The problem with the other operating systems are a bit like Windows Phone. Yeah, it's trying to make Windows work on a phone. Whereas, you know, they're glorified PCs in the sky, which is fine, but it's not really advancing stuff. Whereas I think Stadia is the only genuine cloud gaming platform that is built as a cloud gaming platform, not built as a sort of an extension or a virtual gaming PC or a gaming rig. It's more than that. And that's the difference. It becomes like more an operating software and operating hardware. Jamie D. Williams, that is not bringing games to Stadia 2, even if they're using the tech. They certainly should. I think, you know, I think they should. I mean, it's early days. All we've got is Batman Arkham, which is, there's an article on 9to5. I know who writes the articles on 9to5 just by the headline. I swear. Yeah. You can tell. AT&T shut down Arkham Knight. They shut it down. Yeah. Yeah, they're not running Arkham, Batman Arkham. So, yeah, that technology's there. I don't know what else they do to it. They may make some other tweaks that, you know, they're not going to have. For instance, I don't think the stuff that runs on Immersive Stream will have the Stadia controller icons. They'll have generic icons, but not the Stadia controller icons, whereas Stadia games have specific Stadia icons. So I'm wondering if something like Batman Arkham, whether they already built that in but don't show it, unless you're playing on using Stadia, or they'd have to add that in. I don't know. The planets, the moon and the sun. Exactly, Victor. I've been playing the old 2006 Atari 2600 games. Yeah, 2600 games on my Retron 77. Yeah, exactly. Purple Haze. It's just one. We just one. We only have Purple Haze. Is so right. What a wise lady that is. We only have one example out there. So that's not enough. That's not enough data to sort of, you know, decide. Exactly. In the second game, Control was already on Stadia. Yeah, I think what they were referring to is, yeah, there are options. What they were saying is you can set up your own store, and even there'll be a scenario where you could access that store through Stadia. So say EA set up a store, or Capcom, you could access that Capcom store through Stadia, is one kind of method. Or they have a separate store and sell the game on Stadia, which is what Capcom are choosing to do. So I think it's more about options, providing platform, you know, stores or whatever it is that use Immersive Stream with options, and selling the game on Stadia is an option. It's a bit like I can, you know, Netflix can have an exclusive SVOD title, but I could also buy that film on Amazon. Yeah. So Netflix have the streaming rights, the free streaming rights, the subscription SVOD, so subscription video on demand. They have the SVOD rights, but it's available to buy. So that's the download to own, the DTO rights. Download to own rights can sit on other platforms. So it's a bit like that, I think. It is amazing how far games have come, indeed, Jerome. Oh, lo-fi is up to date now. I do think, Jamie, you've got a good point. If I was writing the contract, I'd certainly put it in. As a person who writes contracts, I'd certainly put that in the contract. If you want to know a bit more about what I do, then tomorrow night, Rock premieres Stars of Stadia. And for some foolish reason, he's chosen to talk to me. And equally foolishly, asked me to talk about myself. So about 5 hours later, he did ask my favourite subject. Yeah. One of my favourite subjects happens to be me. Anyway, I talk about, he asked the questions. And I talk about my life and stuff like that. But I also talk a bit about contracts and gaming and stuff like that, writing in, doing deals in the gaming industry, and the TV industry and stuff like that. But anyway, so if you're interested, catch that tomorrow on the Rock channel. It's a bit of a listen, put it that way. It's two episodes. There'll be a director's cut one day, I swear. We're not, our faces aren't on screen. We're playing Destiny 2, but the chat, the chitter chat is all there. It's very interesting. I wonder whether I've said too much on the show, but you know, you'll be the judge of it and judge me if, you know, judge me. I've gone out there publicly, so judge me if you want. That's fine. I wasn't born when those games originally came out. Oh my God. It's now got over, what's got over 225 views? I'm confused now. But it means I don't have to purchase a PC or console player. I don't care. Exactly. I think the beauty, I hope if there are stores, you can access the stores via Stadia. If EA have a store, whatever, you can access it through it. Watch the complainer coming up. I love this. I wanted an Atari VCS. Couldn't justify the price. I'm not sure the Resident Evil remake is coming, to be honest. Yeah. It wasn't Duncan impression, Kelef. Elden Ring, we wish. Michael Richardson, how are you, sir? How are you, sir? So there we are. Star Trek Prodigy was wrong, Clive. Yeah? Fact check, Clive. It's coming out later. Oh. That's, yeah, you see, 10:30 meters, see, not Star Trek. Do your fact check, Clive. Oh. Bayron Place put his further up. Hot Wheels. Oh, yes. Hot Wheels Unleashed. Good one. DC Super Pets. But that's later in the month. Did I see The Rock? Not Rock. The Rock. Promoting DC Pets. Sure I did. Saints Row 3rd. Not sure, but nice. PSX is Hot Wheels Unleashed. Yeah, that would be good. I wonder if we'll also get some other games announced generally tomorrow as well. The problem is we're all excited about, well, some of us are excited about the blog post today. And it may be that tomorrow's blog post is a bit, other than the pro games, is a bit, because we've had the one today. That's always the problem, isn't it? Overcooked All You Can Eat is really, is it? Is it two games, Jack? Never thought of it like that. I can see Gravatar coming. Yeah, Anthony says, and I know Anthony talks with Furion till after September. There we are. This is why we have the people in the chat. We've got so much knowledge here. Yeah, so much knowledge in the chat. It's great. Oh, you want it on vinyl? The Stadia Monday Night Chat on vinyl. Yeah. Double album. Double album, mate. Arcade machine. Well, go on. Start getting those super chats in and I'll buy the arcade machine. Joking. Yeah. Liberty Games, Mr. Bayron plays. Apparently reviews on expansion all right, especially if you like Arrow, you like it. And if you don't, you won't. Fair enough. Just stand in front of the telly. Yeah, I could. It's not quite the same. What I want is in the background. Like a kind of games room, you know, like a man cave thing or a lady cave. Lady cave, that sounds awful. Get your mind out of the gutter. Lady cave, disgusting person. Not what I meant. I'm sure it's been announced for 30th of June. Hot Wheels. Are we talking Hot Wheels there? Could look it up, but we're busy. Oh, new DLC coming to Marvel Adventures, says the Marvel Adventures expert there. Anthony, thank you for that. That idea will only cost £100 later. I will thank you. Looking around, maybe incorrect. SAR DLC this week too. Update to Valhalla and DLC for Outriders 2. It's coming. It's coming. Kandara says Stadia using Nvidia drivers may mean they're integrating Stadia further into Google Cloud platform since all the GPUs in the GCP servers are all Nvidia. Are they? That's very interesting. I guess then it would give them more opportunity for expansion. Could they run different versions of Stadia? I don't know. Again, you know, hands up. I'm not that technical. But could in different territories run? But no, but they sort of share, don't they? They basically feed you to whatever Google Stadia Station, whatever it is, I forgot the word now, is available. They use their algorithms and technology to whatever's available. I don't know. No, Mr. Ken, Mr. W, it is not coming anytime soon. I would definitely not hold your breath at all for that. Epic and Google don't get on. So, no, is the answer to that. Anybody know? Can anybody help Frank there? William Frank Laplee the third? Couple of weapons. Hey, David, how are you? And Dave. Dave thrashed me at FIFA. Hey, Amna. Yeah, it's dead. Still here. There we go. This is Jack's building on that. In order to amortize the cost of the hardware, Google definitely needs to rebase the Stadia blades on something standard in GCP that they can sell for compute workloads in off hours. Wow. See, the tech, the man with the tech brain coming in. So I suspect whatever GPU Google moves to next, it'll be something they can / do offer in GCP. Okay. 1,000. It was fun for you, Dave. I realized, I said to my son, so Dave beat me 3-0 or whatever it was, maybe more, because we played Major League Soccer, right? MLS. We played MLS. Oh my gosh. I'm so used to playing with Liverpool. I said to my son that I swapped and played, I played LA Galaxy, I think it was. For MLS, and it made me realize that when you play like Man City or Paris Saint-Germain or Liverpool, it's like having aim assist. It's like playing with aim assist because the players are so good, they're more likely to score. And as soon as I play for a lesser team, no disrespect, LA Football Club, not LA Galaxy, the one that Gareth Bale's going to, not quite the same standard. And so it really showed me up. And it is basically playing with Liverpool or Paris Saint-Germain or Real Madrid is basically like playing with aim assist, playing FIFA with aim assist. And I'm proud. I'm not ashamed of that. We're talking APUs here. Wow. Getting very technical there. Stadia podcast turned into marketing podcast. Don't worry, William. And Manor's been saying Stadia is dead. How long, Amno, you've been saying it? 2 years, at least. Used to always be in MM2K's stream saying it. So it's tradition. Port of Five Forces, love it. Worms for Pro. Oh, yes, Jerry. Hello, Jerry. How are you, sir? That's a good one. Yeah, Worms. I forgot about Worms. So many games that have been announced this year that are still to come and haven't come. So it means, you know, as WireSpy said, 7 months and we've only got 30 games. It basically means we're going to get a little waterfall of games coming up. So tomorrow could be interesting, she said. Exactly. Hey. I have one up too. I thought I was wearing my one up t-shirt. I'm wearing my Korean Lord Kenzel t-shirt today. They have tensor blades nowadays, very powerful. That'd be interesting. Raw meat is dead. Shots fired. Yeah, sorry. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's where the superstars of Europe go and have their twilight years. Just look, Gareth Bale. Who doesn't want a paycheck in the sun? I'm certainly like rock stars. Yeah, like British rock stars. Go out to LA. Get a paycheck. I listen to a podcast, radio show, Jonesy's Jukebox, and it's basically on KLOS in LA, KLOS 95, and it's with Steve Jones, of course, the guitarist from the Sex Pistols, and he lives in LA, in California, like an old, you know, old rocker, gone out, loves it there, doesn't want to come back to Britain because it's always raining and all that kind of stuff, got a radio show. So there we go. Like footballers, go out to LA, get their last paycheck. I forgot. Yeah, we all forgot about worms and all of that. December's been the biggest push of games until 2021. 13, 2020 was 25, just saying. Yeah. I remember that December when we got about 25 games. There was it, we had, was it 2020 where there were nine Stadia Pro games in December? Because we got one on Christmas Eve. It was Cthulhu does Christmas or whatever it is. On Christmas Eve. But hey, we'll see. So let's see what happens tomorrow. I think it's exciting times. There we go. Let me just check, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, can I make any news? That's it. Yes. There we are. So I think we've got an exciting old time tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the blog post, the Stadia Twas tomorrow. I'm assuming we're having one, unless they're going to delay it until Thursday. And we'll find out whether we're correct. Let's have a look at the poll before we go. End the poll. So it looks like, here we go. Clear that a minute. 75 votes. Well done, everybody. 75 votes. Wow, 75 votes. That's impressive. More than four, 74%. So that more than four, I said, means four or more. And less than 25% don't think we'll think we get less than four. So there we go. Absolutely. Stadia does need more games to be competitive. Absolutely. It does need it. And it needs some of the bigger games. Of course it does. But at the moment, I don't think it needs to be competitive. That's what I'm kind of saying. It can build. It's not dependent on its competitiveness. Yeah, that's not saying it shouldn't be competitive. But it doesn't have to compete right now. And it can't compete, clearly, with Xbox. Yeah? It's 20 years. Whatever it is. Of brand building and reputation building, and PlayStation is 30 odd years. So it can't, it doesn't have the budgets. Google has the budget, but Stadia doesn't have the budgets. It doesn't have the prestige. It doesn't have the branding, the loyalty. It doesn't have the gaming branding and loyalty. And it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to compete right now. You know, it can build. And I think that's what it's doing. So there we go. I'd love for Turbo Sliders Unlimited to come over to Stadia. Good shout, William. That would be good. And as I say, it's, you know, as Four Scars Gaming on Twitter has said, and we know, don't ask how we know. Don't ask how he knows, but he knows. And I know he knows. And I know how he knows. But don't ask how he knows. But Stadia, the team, the Stadia team do follow Twitter to get a sense of what games we want to see on Stadia. So tweet in a positive way, in a you know, the games you'd like to see, because they do monitor. It's not just Twitter. They, you know, monitor social media channels. We know this as a fact. They monitor social media channels to see what the vibe is in terms of what games we want to see. So share, you know, why you want to see certain games. Share the games you want to see on Stadia. You might not, you know, they might not come to Stadia, but it filters through, you know, in the same way that we've approached some small indie developers who are developing games and introduced the community and has introduced Stadia to them. And now there's 2, 3, 4, 5 games which weren't coming to Stadia. At least three, maybe, that are now coming to Stadia, thanks to the Stadia community. So keep chatting, you know, let it go. There we go. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed it. Apologies if you were upset by my rant or found it condescending. It is meant slightly tongue-in-cheek, yeah? That's the entertainment bit, yeah? I'm very, very clear about the show. The remit of the show is to inform, educate and entertain. And sometimes entertaining meaning being a bit cheeky or satirical. Yeah. So take it with a pinch of salt if you find that a little bit condescending. All right, if you find it condescending. Joke. Anyway, there we go. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Have a wonderful twas and all of that. Why don't we do this all again, and we could talk about the Stadia Pro titles and all the other Stadia news, same time, same place, next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful gaming week, and I'll see you around very, very soon, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget Rock's channel tomorrow. If you're a glutton for punishment and you want to hear me talking about my life for some reason, check it out tomorrow, The Rock Show. I think it's going 10 p.m. UK time. Premiere. It's a premiere. Maybe I'll be in the chat if he leaves the chat open. Be kind. I did get a bit carried away, but be kind, you know. I was asked questions. Anyway, have a wonderful week. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I love you guys in chat. You're amazing. It's been an amazing show today. Thank you so much. See you same time, same place next week. Arrivederci!